Zone. I'm Steve DeRay. I'm America's voice. I'm an America first kind of fella. Let me be clear. I'm here to tell you the truth, not make you feel good. So buckle up, buttercup. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Atlanta is burning. And the Biden administration, like everything else, is asleep at the wheel while Antifa runs wild in the streets. What a mess. Number two, you know your TV is spying on you just about all the time. Well, at least when it can hear you and certainly when it can see you. And yes, most likely you can do both. Even right now. And number three, I told you I would take the over on KJP and the Biden administration and said the search for classified documents in Joe Biden's orbit was over. And I was right after a third batch popped up. And after that, I said I'd take the over-under again on the bend. And then another batch of highly sensitive documents, including more top-secret documents, come tumbling out. I still took the over because now it just appears that Joe Biden had and apparently still has all sorts of documents he's not supposed to and has no idea, or he does. A search of his home on Friday in Delaware by the FBI at the direction of the DOJ revealed a fifth pile of documents in Joe Biden's possession. Some of the latest batch include some that date back to his time as a United States senator, raising all sorts of additional questions. Because it means he's had them, for whatever reason, since before 2009. But there's not been a date placed on them, so they could be from a time when he was first elected in the 1970s until the time he left in 2009 to become vice president. And how many other documents does he have? And with each passing day, each pile of new documents, well, like I said, they come with a pile of new questions, and it gets harder and harder for Democrats to cling to the notion and the assertion that somehow Donald Trump should be disqualified from running for president again and Joe Biden should not because Joe's had no ill intent, they claim, or something like that. He's a good guy, you see. But I'm here to tell you, it gets really hard to believe old Joe didn't know about any of the documents in his possession. I mean, come on. At some point, that argument simply has no credibility. And then the questions become, who else had access to these documents? Where have they been? How many times have they been moved? And moved by whom? But the biggest question left today is, how many documents are still in Joe's possession? Could other piles of classified information still be floating around somewhere? Plus, of course, what did the White House know? And when did it know? The American people are very forgiving, but they don't like being deliberately lied to over and over again. That is certain. You see, back on January 12th, the White House said no less than six times the search for classified documents was complete. It was over. Since then, the home of the sitting president was searched in Wilmington for 13 hours. That happened Friday. And more classified documents were found, including, like I said, some dating to Joe Biden's time as senator. But they said they were all done long before that, January the 12th. Listen.
The search is clearly complete. They completed the search. The search is complete. He is confident in this process. You should assume that it's been completed, yes. After the search concluded last night, that search was completed last night.
Yeah, complete lie. An absolute complete lie. With a guy who wants to run for governor most, by the way, Gavin Newsom, who wants to be president of the United States, looking over his shoulder, Joe Biden dismissed the idea that the document scandal was serious at all. It's not serious. And after this comment, the DOJ searched his Delaware home, found those classified documents, top secret documents. Joe Biden was in California, of course. With the man who wants to be president more than anything just leering over his shoulder, Mr. French Laundry himself. But listen.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
All right. There is some there. For Joe Biden and his team, this is getting to be tougher and tougher sledding. I mean, you can only say that's all there is so many times and have it proven wrong for people to just stop listening. And when the media pals you have start getting up and heading for the exit too, well, you know, the curtain is starting to come down. They're like, I've seen this too much. And that's exactly what started happening over the weekend. Those that have historically protected Joe Biden and his administration started throwing stones at the whole idea that he didn't know. And it starts with the fact that the first top secret documents were found almost a week before the midterm elections, and it was kept hush-hush from the public. That's why I go back to, what did the White House know? When did the White House know? When did the DOJ know? Yeah, it might have stayed that way until a leak put the whole media on the trail and Joe Biden's White House on trial. Even a reluctant media can happen into a story once in a while and be forced to cover it, have no option. Bill Maher, for example, getting in a couple of good shots on the president over the weekend, calling what he did shady. Shady. Here's Bill.
Was Biden shady with the documents? Absolutely. And the fact that they found them before the midterm elections and they didn't talk about it.
2 months.
Two months. And yeah. Okay, very shady. I call shady on both sides. Now, yeah. Of course, it was very different. Trump, when he got caught with documents, he said, I'm not going to turn them over. He didn't cooperate. Biden cooperated. But the fact that Hunter Biden was in the House,
paying $50,000,
is all a conspiracy theorist needs to know. I don't think Hunter Biden knew about the documents in the House. That's not what he cared
about.
Can
you at least admit that $50,000 in rent from Hunter Biden to his father, Joe Biden, was a little sketchy?
Nobody.
A little sketchy.
Well,
The trouble is, Bill, you run Hunter Biden on right-wing TV and right-wing radio and right-wing networks, you will get major, major ratings. And
yeah, it's all about right-wing stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Sketchy. $48,000, $50,000 a month, whatever it was. Tremendous amount of money. And again, I go back to Miranda Devine, the New York Post, who broke the story that the house where the Corvette lives was not Joe Biden's name at all. It was in Hunter Biden's name. Oh, it gets a lot harder to thread that needle if, it wasn't actually Joe's house on paper. Somebody else's house. A relative. A guy known to be, a junkie. So how do you defend that now? Who had access to the documents? Hunter Biden's friends? Joe Biden's friends? When they went out for smoke breaks, did they stand in the garage and say, oh, look at this. What are they doing in Russia? What are they doing in China? Oh, look at this. I wonder who these people are. I wonder if they're spies. I mean, who had access to the documents sitting unsecured in a garage? Oh, and one other thing. They kept saying that documents were found in an adjacent room there at the house in Wilmington, right? So for a long time, we thought, well, it was a storage room, it was a closet, it was this, it was that. It's his library. The documents were found in Joe Biden's library, which begs the question, what were they used for? Why were they there? And why do we not know who has visited that home? But I've got a different theory on all of this. I think this is a remarkable double play. That's what I think. I think this is a remarkable double play, possibly. I'm going to sort that out with you after the break here. Good to see you today, by the way. Oh, and later. Man, we've got a brand new partnership with a company that can examine your wellness and examine the damage that could have been done to your body from the mRNA injections. If you got them, they can evaluate if you got a good badge, a bad badge, what it might mean for your future. Oh, it's a remarkable thing we're going to share with you. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
guys.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This